6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Open your Bibles with me. First to John chapter 6. We continue in our series on mega grace. Our message, the God of increase, part 2. The God of increase, part 2. In John chapter 6, beginning at verse number 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here. I want you to say that with me. There is a lad here. I want you to take note of that. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. That would equal about 15,000. 5,000 men plus women and children. Some say as high as 20,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. They gathered 12 baskets after everyone that was there, up to 20,000 perhaps, had eaten and had their fill, not just a little scale. A little crumb, but had their feel. Now, I'm going to pose a question to you today, and I pray this penetrates your heart and your even the core of your belief processes, your whole belief system. They found a boy with a lunch. There was 20,000 folks out there. Now, I'm just wondering, now they're in the desert. I'm just wondering how many folks, when Philip went to them, said, I ain't got nothing weak. I'm sorry, can't help you. Though they had some lunch, but they were in the desert. You see, folk get in the desert, they start hiding their lunch. Because, see, we's in the desert, and I ain't got but this. Ask the person next to you, are you hiding your lunch? Hey, there was 20,000 folks. You mean to tell me all that was out there was that little boy's lunch? But you see, the multitude weren't ready to buy into the miracle. They were content on surviving, even though they were following Jesus. I told you I'm coming at you strong. Got my AK on. I'm blazing. How many? Oh, don't. Hide the bag. Waiting for somebody to give you something. Rather than taking what's in your hand. And letting that be, see, God wants to take what's in your hand and not only bless you, but bless everybody around you. Come on, tell somebody there's a miracle in your hand. But all they could persuade was a little boy, a lad. See, we need to regain some childlike faith. That faith you had when you first got born again. Don't shout me down. That faith you had when you first started on your journey, where there was no price too high, no distance too far, nothing you wouldn't give, nothing you wouldn't really do. Now you done got wise. You know when to slip your lunch behind your back. You know, some people lie without saying nothing. They just don't say nothing. I ain't lying. You missing getting involved in a miracle. Somebody say the God of increase. You can't let the fact that you're in a desert place cause you not to be willing to give up your lunch to the Lord. See, when he told Philip, he asked Philip to go, what will we buy? Go. He said, if we bought all this, we wouldn't have enough for them. But it said Jesus already knew. Here, you hiding your lunch, and Jesus already knows what he wants to do and what he has for you. But he's checking you out to see if you're going to hide your lunch. I just wanted to kind of throw that out at you before we get started here so that some of y'all stop hiding your lunch. Tell somebody God has a miracle for you. Now go with me to Luke chapter 5. That's where we're going to start. But yeah, I'm just saying, think about it. 20,000, 5,000 men, 5,000 men. And all they could find were the fishes and loaves from a little boy? What kind of men are these? You mean tell me nobody prepared? Nothing? I'm just saying. Because I know it was there because of the desert place. You don't forget who you're walking with now. Jesus is the miracle worker. He has miracles for you. Amen. Luke chapter 5. We're talking about the God of increase. Verse 1 of chapter 5. And it came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Whew. Wow. Jesus saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. One of them was Simon Peter. Now, I want you to take and paint this picture. They'd fished all night, caught nothing, discouraged, disappointed, probably irritable, sure enough, tired. They're washing their nets. I'm going home, go to sleep. No fish, you know, couldn't get the Similac for the baby. You know, had nothing to barter with, nothing to take to the market. A wasted night, so to speak. So, you know, the attitude was kind of funky. And here come the preacher. Want to borrow the boat. I'm going home. I'm tired. Got disappointed on the job last night. Made no money. Fish wasn't biting. Don't want to be bothered. That's why it says, I believe I had to study this a little bit more, but it just dropped in my spirit. That's why I think it says that Jesus prayed Peter. he had to pray on Peter to, you know, agree with him about the boat. He said, no, man, I'm out, man. I've been here all night. I'm dirty. No fish. Some of y'all like that. You know, there comes a time when you just don't want to be bothered. You see the phone ring, you know, I ain't answering that. I am tired. I'm going home. I'm going to bed. Right? Say amen, lights. Well, this is what Jesus came up on. He saw the ships. Fishermen went out of them washing nets, and he entered into one of them. But the first thing he did, it says that Jesus taught. When he launched the boat out, he said, launch the boat out a little bit. He launched out, and then he began to teach the people. He began to create an atmosphere of faith, an atmosphere for miracles, an atmosphere of belief. You know, like I know, in the presence of God, you can come in and be in pain. And when the presence of God comes and starts to surround you, the atmosphere starts to change. That pain oftentimes can leave your body. You can get healed. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You can come in sometime and the enemy just be oppressing you and your mind all twisted and upset and vexed about stuff. And when you come into the presence of the Lord, that devil has to flee. Come on. He got to go. You're in the sanctuary. You're in the presence of God now. All that oppression has to leave you. Jesus first began to teach because he knew he needed to create an atmosphere for miracles. See, you can believe in your heart, but if you don't ever create the atmosphere, you'll always be struggling. That's why, you know, like Joseph, you got to be careful who you share your dreams with sometimes. There's real opposition out there, and there are dream stealers. There's an enemy that wants to steal, that wants to oppress, that wants to block. I was sharing a dream I had last week. I believe it was last week. One of those early morning dreams. I get up real early, and sometimes I lay back down for a little bit, and boom, I have a dream quickly. But I was on this elevated highway. It was like a mountain road somewhere in Jamaica. It reminded me of that, where, you know, these guys in Jamaica and in Haiti, they fly up the mountains. It's like you be... No, actually, you're looking on this side because the driver's on this side. And you're looking like, whoa. And they're flying around it because they know those mountains. But it was an elevated highway. And I was driving in it, and I was moving at a good pace.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 89 of Mega Grace. Today's message, The God of Increase, part 2. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 states, Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. Everything about God has to do with increase. The fishermen were tired, and they were giving up. But then Jesus showed up. Jesus had to teach before the miracle was performed. Jesus set the atmosphere for the miracle. God has plans for you too. We cannot live from just the head, but instead we must learn to live from our heart.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.